Rugby Union's crisis over one of its star players is still yet to be resolved. Over the weekend, an independent Rugby Australia panel conducted a hearing on whether Israel Folau breached its players' code of conduct with the homophobic social media post. The hearing was meant to finish yesterday, but lawyers for both sides say more time is needed. Meanwhile, a World Cup winning captain has come to Folau's defence, criticising the Wallabies coach and teammates for speaking out against him. Lexi Metherall reports.
The hearing was set down for 2 days, but lawyers for Israel Folau and Rugby Australia agreed more time is needed to decide the player's future. Former Wallaby and Sydney Morning Herald columnist Peter Fitzsimons.
I think the outcome of this inquiry is so important. Rugby Union could be forgiven for taking its time and getting it right.
Rugby Australia wants the 30-year-old gone, accusing him of committing a high-level breach of the player's code of conduct. Nearly a month ago, the devout Pentecostal Christian declared on his social media platforms that hell awaits homosexuals unless they repent. Peter Fitzsimons.
My own belief is that Israel Folau is very likely gone a million, and that'll be what the inquiry will find. There are very few professions in Australia whereby if you put on social media, gays are going to burn in hell on a Monday, you'll find yourself in employment on a Tuesday.
But members of Folau's church congregation insist his message was made in love, not hate.
He's not worrying about what happens now or what will happen later. Once we all do die, we come under judgment when God does return. So we're proud of the servant that he is and the God that is within him, that is able to profess and stand strong and firm and steadfast in the faith that he has for our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ.
His father, Ennie, says his son puts his faith before his rugby career.
Because we don't know what is the God plan for him, but I talked to him. And he said whatever God decision to his life, he will accept. He have a strong faith in him.
The former Wallaby captain, Nick Farr-Jones, provided a statement in support of Folau to the hearing. The practising Christian has spoken to ABC News Radio's Tracy Holmes and has slammed the attitude of Wallabies coach Michael Checker and senior players.
Of course he should keep his job, absolutely, but I think...
Can the Wallabies come together and unify as a team back in?
I find it outrageous that coach and a whole bunch of senior players have spoken against him. I think it's probably incompatible.
Peter Fitzsimons.
Nick Farr-Jones was one of the greatest ever Wallabies and greatest ever captains and a great friend of mine. I disagree with him on this subject. I don't think Michael Checker was out of line whatsoever. I don't think the senior players were out of line. They were speaking from the heart, and there is no doubt whatsoever Israel Folau has lost the dressing room.
The only rugby league player ever to come out as gay, Ian Roberts, has spoken out, saying views of the kind espoused by Folau lead to the suicides of young and vulnerable people. Peter Fitzsimons.
This is not simply a matter of freedom of religion. This is about spouting nonsense. So if you put in the public domain that gays are going to go to hell and you're implying that there's a choice to be made and if you make the wrong choice, you're going to go to hell, you're putting out there damaging nonsense.
Rugby Australia's Code of Conduct hearing is set to resume tomorrow.
Lexi Metherall reporting.